Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Give us your take. Everyone knows your story, you know, and you've taken us on the journey a bit since you've kind of come back to live, and the interviews you've given have been, you know, really insightful and thought provoking and really honest. So good on you for doing that. But it was like kind of 2011, 2012 when you dropped off the grid and you come back now, and there's this kind of global golfing war going on, and it's LIV and PIF and PGA and Rory and all, the whole box and dice. Can you believe, you know, what you've come back into?
It's hard to believe. Yeah, it's hard to believe that there's basically, these two different tours, trying to figure out who's got the best players and how they're going to move forward. But what LIV's doing is pretty incredible. I think Greg was right in that there needs to be global golf. To grow the game, you need to go to different areas. It just cannot be in the United States alone. And obviously, the fans showing out here in Australia show that there's a hunger there for world-class golf, and I'm glad to be a part of LIV coming to Australia to showcase that.
So you were, just on that, you were one of the, like, when you were one of the hottest tickets in the world when it came to golf, you know, back in the day, and hopefully you will be again, you know, sooner rather than later. But a lot of people sheet the responsibility back to the Americans and the PGA Tour and the fact that, you know, you guys back in the day are comfortable to be at home. There's money flowing down the rivers, streets over there, so you don't need to get on planes unless you're getting on a plane for a major. That it was the PGA Tour and the Americans that kind of caused the situation that led to a LIV kind of coming on board. Do you reckon the American influence in the world of golf has got some responsibility for the situation we find ourselves in?
I don't know about all that. I don't know. I really don't. I haven't thought too deeply about it. Right now, I'm just trying to break 80.
So right.
That's been my main concern.
Fair enough.
but yeah, I mean, obviously, for the game to grow, you need to go to different countries. You need to grow it globally. And there's so much opportunity, whether it be in Korea, whether it be in China, Australia. There's so much opportunity, and it's crazy not to go after that market as well.
Sure.
And what are your goals now coming back this second go around where you were so close? Well, you were
a superstar.
Absolute top 10 bona fide superstar. Is it to get back to that? Is it just to enjoy golf, which I'm sure you want to do? What are your goals now?
So, great question. I know it may seem hard to believe to some people, but my goal is to be competing and winning golf tournaments. I'm not out here to have a good time. Like, I could have a good time at my house without getting on the plane.
Yes.
This is more than golf to me. I'm on a mission to get better, to improve every week, and really just work hard and show my daughter that if you work hard enough, anything's possible. And it would be amazing if, you know, at the end of the year, I had a win under my belt and really could prove that the hard work pays off.
Will you get there?
I don't see why I can't get there. I know I have the ability to do it. I just need to put myself in a position to win a golf tournament, and I think if I get there, I like my chances.
And when you think back of the challenges that you've faced after, you know, getting to the summit in a previous time, do you look at the circumstances? Did golf do you wrong? Do you have any sort of heartburn because of what the sport did to you? or is it just what you did to yourself?
No, nothing that happened to me is anyone else's fault but mine. I take full responsibility for the decisions I made. I know that's a politically correct answer, and I don't really give a shit.
No, it makes sense.
But, yeah. But you know, at a young age, I made poor decisions, and you know, I guess I got away with a lot of them. But you know, ended up catching up to me, and you can only suppress bad things for so long before they come to the surface, and it did. So. I take full responsibility for things I've done, but I've learned from them. And what a great opportunity I have here to show like what a different person I am. And, you know, my goals are still the same. My goal is to be a world-class player. My goal is to work hard. My goal is to be a good father and a good husband and a good son. And other than that, my life's really easy.
Gee, to have a baby girl who you want to make feel proud about her dad is the best motivation I reckon you can get anywhere, Anthony. So just on the golf, last one before we let you. When you look down the range, so you want to get back to being at the top of the tree, and we wish you well. You look down the range and you're watching Rahm smacking it and Koepka hitting the way he does and Smithy hitting it the way. Do you look down there and you go, yeah, my game stacks up. I still got this?
So I would be lying to say that I don't think I could do it. Is there still rust on my game? Yes. But there's no hurdle I don't see me being able to overcome. I feel I'm going to be able to figure out the mistakes I'm making and eventually be competing. I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be here if I was not feeling able to compete with the big guys. I know they've had great careers at a young age and have done some incredible things, but I know what I'm capable of, and again, I'm here to win.
Well, mate, it's good to see you swinging a golf club.
It is.
And let's hope that the path takes you where you want it to take you. Great to have you in Australia. We wish you well over the weekend, and thanks for having a chat to us this afternoon. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Good man. Good luck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go get him.
Anthony Kim, Live Golf, 26, 28 April. Final tickets, there's a handful of them left. LiveGolf.com.